Hey, good morning.
What's up?
What's happening? It's Brock. It's Hunter. 8:13. Good morning. We were lollygagging, horsing around.
What else did we do?
Just horsing around in here. Anyway, 8:13. Quick look at your forecast for today. A little bit colder. Not too bad today. We are going to get some snow in the afternoon. And then tonight, guaranteed 100% snow, Hunter. 100%. And then it's cooling off. We can see 2 to 4 inches. Friday, actually, we got lake effect snow and then -5 for the wind chills.
What if we don't get bombed with snow again this year and we just don't really have any snow? Does that mean an early spring by chance?
Or a late winter? I don't know.
Yeah.
What'd that gopher say?
I don't know.
That woodchuck. That goofy ass woodchuck.
He doesn't know a damn thing.
He just guessed he's a woodchuck.
Yeah. He's just lucky he's not getting shot.
There's one guy in the orange, like, just put him down.
Yeah.
Just put him down. Let him run.
It's like my dad. He loves raccoons. He'll feed every raccoon that comes up. Mm-hmm. Woodchuck shows his face, though.
You damn woodchuck.
He's running for the gun. It's like, why? What's the difference?
That woodchuck's not chucking anymore. What is he?
Because
he's dead. Anyway, yeah. So we do have a winter weather advisory, so it's going to be cold. Just be ready for
that. And I actually looked this up one time. Why do people hate woodchuck? Well, they ruin crops. They're ruining fields. They're doing... Like, Dad, we don't have any crops. We hardly have a field.
But if we did, they would be a problem. I don't want them getting comfortable.
Leave them alone.
If your mother and I want to grow corn, right. I don't want them having a little siesta here.
I guess we do have a wood pile that they keep chucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
What's that one commercial?
Geico.
Yeah. You dang woodchucks. That's what started it.
Yep.
Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, the WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? Okay, I got eating a phone or drugged up trucker.
Eating a phone? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
You got a new phone? Test it out.
So there's a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Flaherty, and he was on a flight last year from London to Iceland, and he was drinking straight gin out of the bottle and got extremely drunk.
Damn, dude.
Woo! I mean, he didn't like
gin.
Fun. Yeah, you right
like
out of the
you
bottle.
Like gin?
Yeah, I like gin if it's mixed.
Yeah.
You know, like a gin and tonic.
I feel like I'm drinking a pine tree.
Yeah, there's certain ones that aren't so good. Well, he started hitting on a female passenger, and when she ignored him, he started cursing her out and screaming he was going to kill her family.
Ah, jeez, man.
Then he shouted more death threats at the flight crew. So he's a fun drunk. That's what I'm gathering.
What gin will do to you.
Then he took his cell phone apart and started eating the pieces.
Huh.
He also left the battery on his seat, and it started smoking. A flight attendant dunked it in water to get it to stop. The pilots decided to divert the flight to an airport in Scotland, where Matthew was escorted off the plane and arrested. He was in court this week and pleaded guilty to several charges, including disorderly conduct and making violent threats. He'll be sentenced next month.
Until his stomach started ringing. Hang on, I gotta take this. Phone in your stomach?
What? Yeah, I was hungry during my flight. Have you ever been so drunk that you decided to eat your cell phone?
Close, one time. No, absolutely
The phone
not.
Looked pretty good.
It did.
A little bit of ketchup fell on it. I was like, well, hell, might as well. It's a hot dog.
When you said she was dunking it in the water, I thought she was going to dunk it, as in, like, dunking the phone. Like that lady at the basketball games who dunks her chicken nuggets in her Coke.
So, needless to say, Matthew, stay away from the gin.
Yeah.
And stay off of planes. That's probably a smart play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this phone's delicious. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Oh, the always esteemed Dr. Boss Man Bill.
Bill.
You're a doctor, right?
Yeah, well, of course I am.
Bill. Some kind of doctor.
Yeah, turn your head and cough.
Been a while since I had one of those exams.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I don't know if you caught it yesterday, but we officially presented the lobster with his winnings.
Yes. Good.
From the Fantasy Football League.
Good. I don't listen, by the way, so thanks for
thanks. He only has Google alerts to see if there's anything bad that happens out of the show.
Bill, we got a bunch of $2 bills.
Yeah.
Or the lobster
the
did.
Lobster?
What I'm more concerned about is that these are old $2 bills.
Yeah.
They're not fresh ones, so that means someone had a stockpile
I had no idea
of $2 bills.
That Trump was on the $2 bill.
Yeah, how about that?
stupid.
It was just signed in. There's a fresh one.
Those are fake.
They're fake bills.
You know, it should be fun, though, to watch the lobster put the money in the vending machine. Uh-huh. You know, just with those claws, he has such a hard time.
Well, will that vending machine even take $2 bills? I don't know.
Probably not. It barely takes a card.
I know.
You know? I think I figured it out, though, why the lobster lost. It's hard to sub people with claws.
Yeah. And also, he had Brock helping him.
I thought I did pretty good. I just wanted to make sure he spread his wings. He chose Aaron Rodgers on his own, okay?
Yeah, right.
I had nothing to do with that.
Boy, didn't Aaron Rodgers play great in that Super Bowl?
Damn it.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was incredible. Yeah, I've never seen him play better.
Stop.
Is he retired yet? No.
Why don't you shut up?
Is he?
I can't wait for Brady to get crushed on the Chargers.
XFL. I am excited to see Aaron Rodgers play for the Guardians.
How dare both of you?
Yeah, you know?
I will quit.
He might make it to the championship in the XFL.
Yeah. There's always a Canadian league, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's close to Canada up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not far. Uh-huh. He can maybe do both. Just test it out.
Grand Rapids has a team.
Yeah.
I was telling Hunter, though, we're getting really close to being able to try out. I think as they expand, I think he and I have a chance to make it in the XFL.
God, I hope so. That'd be a full-time job, right?
Can we do...
You wouldn't need to do this job, right?
We'll be the Southwestern Michigan Lobsters. It'll be perfect. Yep. We already got the mascot.
For one weekend before we get murdered on that field.
Just broken right now.
The lobsters take the field.
Have you heard some of the NFL guys talk about the XFL?
No.
They're like, dude, some of the play is better than some of the people we have on our roster.
Really?
Did you see the guys from the Dallas team come out on the Harleys?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were all in the end zone. They all come out on Harleys.
Nice. That's fantastic.
It was pretty cool.
I do like that. I've only watched little clips, so I'm excited to see what happens with it, because if it's more good football, not like arena football, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be so far, it is. And you know, I mean, Philip Rivers, he's a free agent now. Maybe he's going to be in the XFL.
Yeah.
He's got to pay for those 13 kids he has. Oh, so he has so many. He has so many kids.
It's true.
I don't know why else he's eating.
Why on earth, if you had that many kids, would you ever think about retiring? Why would you want to be home?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I got to go to work. I'm gone. We're flying to Dallas this week.
It's more of a work. He gets more of a workout just on Saturday with the kids than he does on Sunday.
He's the only starting QB in the NFL with a second job.
And a second team. He's got a whole team.
Yeah.
If he can stick it out, eventually they'll be ready to play. We'll keep an eye on the XFL, and then we'll let you know when we turn in our 2 weeks because we made it to a team.
You want to do it today?
Yes. I don't know. I'm still not 100% sure I'm going to get on the team yet. Let's wait. Anyway.
If it's right to do, it's wrong to wait.
That's right. Yeah. I'm only 33 once playing for the XFL. Hey, folks, stick around. We got your Extreme Wireless prank phone call of the week coming up here in just a few. We figured we'd see if we could purchase a moon broom.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen them all over Facebook.
Floating brooms or
something. But we wanted to get on that, so we called a department store to see if they had any NASA brooms in stock. Maybe they can check the back for us. We'll wait and see. So stick around. That's coming up after Ozzy. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX.
Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello.
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hello, this is Matthew.
I'm looking for a broom.
Oh, sure thing, sir. We got a bunch of them. What are you looking for?
It's one of those.
It's like a space broom. Space broom.
So I'm with my roommate. It's a space broom.
A space broom. You mean like one of the wide brooms they use to clear off a construction space?
No. Like outer space. I don't know. What's it called, Hunter?
Like NASA. Like a NASA broom.
NASA broom.
We don't have anything that fancy. I mean, we got vacuum cleaners, but you know, our brooms are just to push stuff around.
Yeah, it's like one of those floating brooms.
They're all over Facebook right now. Those brooms that stand on their own is like NASA brooms.
Huh. Well, you know, I'm not on the social media myself, but you know, we've got some really well balanced brooms that feel like you're practically holding air.
No. It's like it's space. Space, like it runs on space and it stands up on its own.
Huh.
Not a lot of room.
I mean, we've got, just to put it out there, do you mean a dust broom?
Yeah, like a space dust broom.
Okay, well, we've got dust brooms that you can use in any space, so we probably have you covered.
He doesn't know what he's talking. It's like a magic, one of those magic brooms.
Everyone's been saying, like, it stands up on its own. It has to do with, like, space and the moon, I think. I don't know if it's a moon brand.
Maybe it's a moon broom.
A moon broom. Is that sound familiar?
Moon broom. You know, I could take a look in the back in storage, but I mean we've got some that have the dust pan that's right there that you can put next to it, and it practically stands up on its own.
That's got to be it. Yeah. So yeah, just a moon broom.
Okay, well, you know what? If it's not called that, I can put a sticker on it for you. How about that?
That'd be perfect. I really like these moon brooms that I've been seeing online.
We want to be famous on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever works for you, my friend.
All right, well, we'll come pick up our moon broom shortly.
It's a space broom.
Excellent, we'll be here.
Space moon broom.
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.
Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. Brock Hunter, boss man Bill.
Good morning.
I'm excited to go pick up our moon broom. I think it's going to be great. Did you get it on that social media challenge there, boss man Bill? Did you set your broom up?
And brooms?
Not even close.
Yeah.
I deleted everyone that was a friend that posted that thing.
We just brought it up, and when Bill came in the studio, he just facepalmed.
Yeah, it's like, God.
People are just so...
The only reason I didn't do it is because...
you couldn't find a broom in your house.
No, the cleaning's left to the woman, so I don't... I let Kiki do it. That's right. That's right. It's probably next to the kitchen where I don't go into, because I'm a man.
I was telling Brock yesterday I was trying to balance my Roomba, and it wouldn't stay. Then I went right to the Dyson and broke it. So now stupid. I'm out like $500.
It wasn't funny the first time I heard it. He did have a funny one. We got to take our maid and see if she'll stand.
Right.
And she'll
put her on one.
That's good.
Like that?
You should try that.
Bill's like, why am I paying you guys?
Yeah, I know. Can't wait till that new football league year starts.
That's right. It's going to be so great. They can't get here soon enough.
But Michigan Lobsters.
But wait, there's more. I know you got something.
No, I don't have. I mean, we'll get to the.
What do you think of this, Bill? What do you think of this? You know the whole thing in the MLB right now with the Astros and everybody cheating?
Oh, yeah. Tell them about our great idea.
And kind of I came up with it. You just hopped on board.
I gave you the best ideas to put up with it.
Eye contact, Bill, right here.
Okay. Right.
XLB. It's like the XFL, but it's Major League XLB. So we're taking out all the outfielders. We're just putting little targets out there. It's a home run derby. There's beers.
Cheap beers. We're talking
all the BS, the slowness of baseball.
Yep.
Basically, you're just getting guys on steroids, just cranking them 600 feet out of the park. I mean, just ridiculous baseball. What do you think?
Roids are encouraged. Seventh inning stretch now is a musical act with women doing yoga stretches in yoga pants.
Instead of take me out, it's AC/DC. Are you ready?
You guys have way too much free time.
Come on.
This is how the broom thing starts.
People like us.
It's like, wait a minute. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Let's put a broom up in the middle of the room and tell everybody that it's the moon.
It's the main thing. I think it needs a shakeup right now. Everyone's mad at the Astros.
Yeah.
But as Hunter so eloquently put it, if everyone's cheating, then no one's cheating. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, we watch the guys before the game.
I think that should be the motto for the show.
If everyone's
bad, no one's bad.
Exactly. And we made a career on this.
Yeah.
So I think, and then I extended it. What if we just do the, what do I call it, the XSA, the X Sports Association. So, I mean, we're bringing back roided up cycling. We're bringing back roided up bowling. You imagine a bunch of like jacked up bowlers just throwing the ball 300 miles an hour down the lane.
It's for the entertainment. That's why we all watch, right?
Yeah. Tennis players serving the ball 600 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Wham.
Can you imagine? McEnroe was fun enough. You get a roided up McEnroe, best thing you'll ever watch in your entire life.
You want to see somebody flip dunk?
Yeah. Right there.
The XBA.
You got to put the hoop up like 25 feet.
Is this brilliant or no?
You know, have you guys heard about the pharmaceutical problem here in America? People taking too many prescription drugs at all?
This may have been when we were high.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure. I just, you know, it might not really
My nose
work.
Really itches. I don't know why.
All right, well, we'll put a pin on it. Yeah. We'll put a pin on it, and we'll come back to it. Your comedian today is Nate Bargatze. Good morning. Yeehaw! Brock, Hunter, Bossman, Bill,
Kiki. Where'd your teeth go?
Hey, here's a fun little fact. Speaking of hillbillies, the word yeehaw cannot be translated in any other language. That's a pure American word right there.
Makes you proud, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a noise. That's why. It's not really a word.
There's a lot of noises in other things that could be. Yeah, but it described, like, when you say yeehaw, everyone's like, all right, giddy up.
Is that what everyone does?
That's pretty much it.
Yes.
That's what I think of when I hear yeehaw. I'm like, giddy up.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the wrong neighborhood when I hear that.
It works really well in the South. South of the Mason
no,
Dixon.
No, right. Yeah. No. No.
It's legit. Anyway, yeehaw. You know. That's one of your favorite words.
I looked at what does yeehaw mean? An expression. So it's an expression of enthusiasm or exuberance typically associated with cowboys.
Or people with no teeth.
Or people with no teeth.
Or
on a meth
rural
run.
Inhabitants of
We're
the
going
southern.
On a meth run.
I'm a cowboy.
Yes. All right. Well, I just figured I'd share that fact with you guys. So
now we know.
It's 8:51. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville.